This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, according to the Office for National Statistics, our homes are a big emitter of greenhouse gases, accounting for 26% of total emissions in the UK on a residency basis. So if we're going to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions in line with what scientists tell us we need to, then we need to tackle those emissions and fast. And of course, if our homes are better insulated, are more energy efficient and incorporate renewable energy sources like solar PV, then our bills will be lower and our homes will be more comfortable and healthier too. So it's good news for the planet and for local people that St Albans District Council has been given £1.5 million from the government's Department of Energy and Security Net Zero's Warm Homes Fund to help cut up carbon emissions around the district. They're going to do that by helping those who are most in need and are least likely to be able to fund improvements themselves to reduce their domestic carbon emissions. We're invited to apply to see if we can be one of the estimated 100 households that will benefit. I spoke to Councillor Jackie Taylor, Cabinet Member for Sustainability, Climate and Housing Delivery and Vice Chair of the Planning, Policy and Climate Committee at St Albans District Council. And I started by asking her to detail who can apply for the grant.
It's for private homeowners on a low income or private landlords whose tenants also meet the same low income criteria. And then for property eligibility, properties that have an EPC, an Energy Performance Certificate rating of either D, E, F or G. Okay. And if you don't know what that is, the scheme can also help you find that out.
Marvellous. That's great. And where do the people have to live?
So it's St Albans District Council area. The government grant fund has been awarded to us for use for properties and residents within our district council area.
Okay. So if I was a tenant, could I apply on my own behalf or does the landlord have to apply for me?
The landlord and the tenant do need to talk to each other because there's eligibility on both sides. And obviously, as the actual property owner, the landlord would also need to consent. So really should be having a conversation there and then approaching the council and sort of either way. But you need to have that conversation just to make sure the eligibility on both sides is, works.
OK. And how about if I was a park home owner? Could I apply?
Park homes, yes, absolutely. A scheme is available for people in park homes. They need to meet all the same eligibility criteria of either the low income or there's a bunch of means tested benefits. Also, if you're in receipt of one of those and the EPC rating of your park home, but yes, it is available for park homeowners. I'd encourage them to have a look.
Okay. Now, the help that you're able to finance, what kind of home improvements would this cover? Can you give us some examples?
Insulation, all kinds of insulation. It depends what your property needs. So that could be external insulation. You could need underfloor insulation, cavity, loft. It depends what your property needs, but insulation could be heating controls, solar panels, low energy lighting, draft proofing potentially in some cases. It'd be determined by an assessment that's made as part of this on your property. Say these are the recommended improvements that will be done. The ideal is that all properties that are D, E, F or G are moved up to at least a band C.
It sounds that there might be a number of things that might be required to get a property to the required energy efficiency standard. Who would decide which of those things would be done to the house?
So, council's working with the National Energy Foundation, and they will have a surveyor who will come and make an assessment of your property, looking at its build type. Is it solid walls? Is it a cavity? Do you need that underfloor? Underfloor insulation, look at the lighting, will solar panels work well. And so they're, you know, it's a professional surveyor, trained, qualified in doing this, and they'll make that the assessment, and then you get the sort of proposal back. This is the bunch of works for this property, so it's tailored to the property.
Okay, I'm just thinking that whilst £1.5 million sounds like a huge amount of money, you're expecting the grants to go to about 100 people, so that's about £15,000 each. And given that even a double glazing for a three-bedroomed house is likely to cost at least that much, I wondered how you would sort of choose between projects. Is that down to the homeowner, or will that be something that the NEF assessor will decide?
Largely, it is going to be the NEF assessor. They're the ones that sort of expect to look at a building and to see what does it need. Some properties will need less and some will need more than others. And say those energy performance certificate ratings, D, E, F or G, what a G will need be a lot more than what a D might need. So although that's an average amount, we'd expect to spend some more on some properties and less on others. So we're aware, yes, there is just £1.5 million, but also one of the reasons I'm keen to come and talk to you about this is we want the applications to come in. We want people to take it up. So I've got 3 years over which this can be delivered, and we want the applications to come forward so that definitely as many people can benefit. At the moment, we just launched this. If we were approaching lots of applications and we are getting towards that 100, then there may have to be some decisions made. But at the moment, we really want people to come forward, actually make sure we deliver this.
Okay. And I suppose perhaps if we know somebody else who might benefit, perhaps encouraging them to come forward, because I suspect that some of the people who might be eligible for this might not, for instance, be online. So think about those neighbours, perhaps.
Absolutely. If you've got family who you know who just may not be aware of this, just talk to them. Because yes, obviously cutting our carbon emissions and environmentally, that is really important, but this can also do so much more for home. You can lower your energy bills, make your home warmer. And the government has called this the Warm Homes Fund for a reason. We know of people not being able to heat their homes properly, particularly during winter, because of the high cost of energy bills. Well, some of that could be energy you just don't need to use. If we actually insulate your home, we'd put solar PV on to provide some of the electricity, have low energy lighting. Yes, the environment will really benefit and reduce the carbon emissions, but so will people just still having lower energy bills and it not costing as much to live.
That's right, indeed. And also the health benefits from living in a more comfortable home, and also potentially somewhere that is a bit less damp as well.
Totally.
Both of those good for our
Absolutely.
Health too. So, yeah, so there's lots to be gained from this. So how do we apply for this then?
I'll start for people who can go onto the council website. There's a page on there, Warm Homes Fund. There's a little eligibility checker it can take you through and an application form. There is also a helpline, the National Energy Foundation's Better Housing, Better Health helpline, and that is 0800 107 0044. It's free to call, weekdays 9 to 5pm. And it's 0800 107 0044. So you can call them if you don't have access online to go and look at this and fill in the application form that's on the council website.
Okay, and is there a closing date for this, or is it just as soon as possible, or how are we doing time-wise?
So I mentioned it's to deliver over 3 years, so I just encourage people to apply as soon as possible. But no, at the moment, there's no closing date or anything like that. Obviously, as more and more applications come in, then there could be in several months or next year's time or something like that. But at the moment, no, but I encourage everyone to do it as soon as possible.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. Now, just in case anybody was thinking that actually St Thomas District Council should be getting on with its own social housing and making sure that's as energy efficient as possible before starting on the private sector, do you want to tell us about the £13 million in grants from government funds that you've been awarded to help finance similar sorts of improvements to around 1,200 of St Albans District Council's 4,800 social housing properties?
Yes, I was the lead councillor for housing for 6 years, and this is something I'm quite proud of, that the council has been and still is delivering for its own council tenants. So started a few years ago now, names of the government grant funding schemes change, but essentially it's delivering the same work each time we have done this. Started off with a small amount, 2021-22 was around the time of the grant and delivering those works. And we started off as doing like about 45 to 50 homes of insulation, solar panels, low energy lighting. We learned a lot from that of what you need to know, how much you need to know about the building type, so you know what to do. And they have all stock condition information about all their properties to enable these works. So then the next two rounds of funding, about 1.5 million in what was called then, the government then changed the name to the Social Housing Decarbonisation Fund. So that delivered another around 135-140 properties, again, all upgraded. And then the big amount of money came in wave two, when we were really able to scale up what actually the capacity to deliver on its homes. And that's when we got £8.5 million from the government. And a lot of this is in some way matched funding. And that comes from what's called the Housing Revenue Account. And this is legally, financially ring-fenced from the rest of the council. It's nothing to do with council tax. It's all the rent that all the council tenants pay going on to maintaining their homes. And so it's an allocation of money out of that to match fund. So the investment has been over £20 million into the council housing stock to deliver all these measures. And that wave two is finishing. And at the same time, obviously, the new government changed the name. We have Warm Homes Fund. But again, it's the same thing. But there's Warm Homes Social Housing and Warm Homes sort of private housing. And so we've obviously been talking about the private home sector. But at the same time, the council housing department had bid into the social homes sector of the Warm Homes Fund and got the latest around £3 million, of which it's adding some of its own funding as well to spend around another £7 or £8 million. I'd have to double check the exact figure to deliver more of these works on the next phase of properties. And this is all about having all of our council housing stock with an energy performance certificate rating of at least a C. And in this round, the criteria on the fund has also opened up to being eligible to deliver works on flats that were previously not eligible, but also on non-carbon heating solutions, whatever that might be, whatever works for the property, air source heat pumps potentially, or there may be electric boilers or something that will play parts. It depends what the property is. But yes, the total £13 million external funding from the government grants to our council housing stock, and it's over £20 million being spent in total. And giving the council tenants a warm, decent home is priority to us. Yes, again, you know, we are concerned environmentally on the carbon emissions, but we would not do something that put their energy bills up. As in, if it made you need more electricity to run something and the cost of electricity, we must also be lowering their energy bills and making sure their home is warm. And issues like damp and mould, etc., are dealt with.
And do you have any feedback from them about whether they're finding these improvements helpful and whether they are indeed finding that they're improving their quality of life within their homes?
Yes. I mean, particularly once people have gone through the winter. So yes, it's just good feedback on lower energy bills. Home was warmer, didn't worry so much in winter. What's been a nice thing is I had people writing to me who wanted the works. Can I have the? I've heard about this. I've seen your press release. I've seen your article. Am I eligible? Can I have this on my council home? And that's really nice when you're doing something and people are writing to you and they want part of what you're trying to deliver and what you're trying to make. So and that some of that is also come from word of mouth. They've heard, they know someone else. I've had the solar panels. My energy bills have gone down. Right, I want them now, please.
Marvellous. Well, let's hope you can deliver some of that goodwill to some people in private or private rented properties as well. Thank you so much for telling us about that today.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Councillor Jackie Taylor, Cabinet Member for Sustainability, Climate and Housing Delivery and Vice Chair of the Planning, Policy and Climate Committee at St Albans District Council. Now, if you missed that telephone number or the web details that Councillor Taylor gave, then do not worry. I'll make sure that all the details are included in the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And everybody else in St Albans District and many other districts around Hertfordshire can benefit from free, impartial home energy advice, regardless of your income. So you too can reduce those bills and make your home more comfortable. You can get the advice through the Better Housing, Better Health website or helpline. And through this service, you can get information on grants and funds that you could be eligible for. You can get checks to make sure that you're receiving all the support from your energy supplier that you're entitled to. You can get advice on switching suppliers to keep your bills low. You can get detailed advice on how to save energy at home. You can even get debt advice if you need it, and you can get referral to other organisations or contractors who may be able to help you, as well as detailed home energy assessments. Again, do take a look at the details that I'll pop in the podcast notes so that you can get that advice for free. And whilst I know that at the moment we are all making the most of the end of summer, unless climate change is taking a particularly catastrophic leap, cooler temperatures are on the way. So now could be a great time to take action on home energy efficiency so that as temperatures fall outside, you can reap the benefits of a warmer home and lower bills, knowing that you're helping the planet too. And the Better Homes, Better Health people are really lovely people, very understanding, very helpful. So do make use of the service and do encourage neighbours who you think could benefit to do so too. And just a reminder that here on Environment Matters, I'll be celebrating the next SustFest Seasons, weekend of travel and transport themed eco events between the 19th and 22nd of September, by hearing about your more sustainable holidays. So I would love to hear from you if you've enjoyed a holiday, perhaps where you've travelled to your holiday destination in an unusual or eco way, or perhaps you've done something particularly good for the planet whilst you're on holiday, or perhaps even you've done something so lovely right here in Hertfordshire that's meant that you had a great summer without even needing to travel. So do get in touch if you'd be happy to share your story. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6, on X and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.